I think everybody's online, so I'm just gonna, before we start, I was going to read public the virtual notice. The following options are available to access this meeting. You may access or participate in the meeting using the Zoom application on a smart device or on a PC via the web at zoom.us and clicking on join a meeting in the right of the page. Web ID is 978-8786-9794. Anyone waiting to participate via telephone only may call one of the following numbers. Non-toll-free numbers. While most mobile phone carriers do not place an extra charge on customers for toll calls, it is up to you to check with your carrier concerning potential charges you would be responsible. The numbers are as follows. There are U.S. numbers, you have to dial a one first. First number is 646-558-8656. The next number is 301-715-8592. The next number is 312-626-6799. The next number is 669-900-9128. The next number is 253-215-8782. The next number is 346-248-7799. The toll-free numbers, you have to dial a one, these are all US numbers, are 877-853-5247, 888-788-0099, 833-548-0276, and the last one's 833-548-0276. 028. Please note, if you experience trouble connecting via a toll-free number, please try the next number on the list. You will then need to punch the webinar ID, which is 978-7867794, on your touch-tone keypad. While everyone joining the meeting will be muted, if at an appropriate time during the proceedings you wish to ask a question, you may, if using a smartphone or a PC, click on the raised hand icon. The meeting moderator will then ask you for the participant having, sorry about that. The meeting moderator will then ask for the participant having raised their hand to be unmuted. After the question, answer, and further discussion, the participant will be muted again and will need to click on the raise hand icon or punch in *9 to ask another question. If phoning in, punch *9 on the touchtone keypad. The moderator will indicate when it is your turn to comment or ask a question. With that said, the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Here.
Mr. Corley?
Here.
Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattisa?
Here.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinappi?
Here.
Ms. Travis?
Here.
9 present.
Okay, salute to the flag. And if Councilman McAllister, if you could lead us. Council McAllister, could you give a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Phil. If you could play the national anthem.
Thank you.
Thank you. The first item is executive communications. There are none. Next item is general communications. I just had one that I wanted council members to be aware of. It's very exciting news that both the girls teams, soccer teams for Tollgate and Pilgrim made the playoffs. Unfortunately, both teams will not be able to play on their home fields. Ben Street is closed and Tollgate is flooded and Pilgrim has no lights, so they can't play under the lights. So both teams will be playing on at Warwick Vets tomorrow evening, which is not their, neither of their home fields. And one thing that I think we all were working hard towards, and I would encourage people in the future to consider, is to continue to work on those bond referendums so the kids can play. It's something that I thought that could have accomplished for the high schools. And I think something that everybody should strive for future, especially able to get those matching grants at $1. That would be unbelievable. I'm concerned when I see so many kids using the pathway program to go to schools such as North Kingstown, and then later on hear from their parents that, you know, one of the main reasons they went is because of the facilities at another place. So I'm very excited for the teams. Pilgrim in particular is undefeated this year in Division One. I think they're the only undefeated team. I think they're going to play in LaSalle State Championship, and I would encourage everybody to go to the game tomorrow night at Warwick Vets. I think 6 and 1's at 7:30. With that, are there any general communications? Okay, so we'll go to quarterly reports. It's my understanding that Earl Bond has his elbow to the ballot that we had received. I think he had put in his notice of retirement. So I don't believe that there's anybody present from the sewer authority to give the quarterly report. Is that correct? Does anybody know of anything different? Okay, so we do not have a quarterly report for that. Acceptance of the minutes from council meeting, there are none. Under public comment, rule 41, after the general communications and prior to the consent calendar, at each city council hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may comment about Warwick City government issues subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall not be issues directly affecting city The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not respond to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of this provision requires unanimous consent. Well, is there anybody that signed up, or Lynn? If not,
okay. They could raise their hand now if they're interested in speaking.
Okay. Okay, so we'll go on to the next one, and that is the consent calendar, PCR 1/20 resolution relative to bids committee report finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 104-20.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item, 2019-406 has become PCR 10820. Next item, number two, 2019-195 has become PCR 107-20. Item three, 2021-141 has become PCR 109-20. Number four, 2021-144, favorable action. 2021-149 has become PCR 110-20. Item six, 2021-154 has become, I'm sorry, is favorable action. 2021-166, radar calibrations, favorable action. 2021-169, structural firefighting coats, favorable action. 2021-170, structural firefighting helmets, favorable action. 2021-176, rescue service billing has become PCR 111-20. Item 11, 2021-178, testing and repairs of scuba apparatus has favorable action. 2021-180, large diameter clamps becomes PCR 112-20. Item 13, 2021-190, IMC software, favorable action. 14, 2021-191, elite rescue software has become PCR 113-20. 15, 2021-212, service investigations, favorable action. Number 16, 2021-213, ballistic vest, favorable action. 17, 2021-214, purchase lids and wheels for recycling containers, favorable action. That completes the consent calendar.
Okay, that's been moved and seconded. There's nothing else on the consent calendar that I see. Is there any questions that council members asked that didn't get asked in committee that they wish to ask now? If not, PCR 104-20 has been moved and seconded. A yes is to approve the consent calendar, and the clerk will call the roll.
Carolla?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
PCR.
Mr. President, we can't hear you. Mr. President, we cannot hear you.
Message report land use.
Mr. President, we could not hear most of what you said.
I was looking for, this is PCR 1920, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the city of Warwick, Zarella Development. It's for second passage. I need a committee report from land use recommendation.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Just to back up on the agenda, I believe we missed item two, the appointments requiring confirmation. And then we have seven items that were removed from the consent calendar that could be voted as well.
Sorry about that. So let's go back to the board. I do see appointments requiring confirmation. So let's go back to that. The Board of Assessment Review. Do I have and that's for Joseph M. Sorrow. Do I have a recommendation from appointments?
Mr. President, we're going to hold that until the second meeting in January.
Held to the second meeting in January. And then the items that were removed, the first one is bid number 2019-195, PCR 107-20, committee report finance.
Yes, Mr. President, PCR 107-20 was held until January 2nd.
Held till January.
No, hold till the second meeting in January.
I'm sorry, the second meeting in January.
Thank hold you. Till January. I think it's hold till January 20th. Next item on the agenda is bid number 219, 046, which is now PCR 10820, committee report, finance.
Hold December 7th.
Held till December 7th. Next item on the agenda is bid number 221-141, PCR 10920, committee report, finance.
That was held until December 7th.
Held till December 21st or 7th?
December 7th.
Held till December 7th.
I believe that was January 20th.
It was January 20th?
PCR 109-20?
Yes.
Defer to the members of the committee. I had written down December 7th. Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister.
That's PCR 10920. Bid number
20.
I was in error. My mistake, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. December 7th. Thank you.
Okay, held till December 7th. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2021-149, PCR 11020. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 21st.
Held till December 21st. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2021-176, PCR 11120. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 7th.
Held till December 7th. My note says something else.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. December 21st.
Okay. Held till December 21st. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next item on the agenda is bid number 2021-180, PCR 11220. Committee report, ordinance.
Finance.
That's still finance.
All right, finance.
The finance.
PCR 11220 was favorable action. We did have one recusal, I believe.
Right, yep. If you could move it, Councilman.
Move favorable action on PCR 112-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Any discussion? A yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Abstain.
Mr. Corley? Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 abstention.
PCR 11220 passes. Next item is bid number 2021-191, PCR 113-20, committee report, finance.
Mr. President, we had favorable action with an amendment.
Okay. For action, Councilman Lattiser, if you could move the initial amendment. I mean, sorry,
amendment. The amendment for
PCR. Not the amendment, just the just PCR.
Move favorable action on PCR 113-20.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. You want to move the amendment, Councilman?
Yes, thank you. The amendment was to change the monetary amount from $19,190.50 to $17,466.09.
That's the motion. Do I have a second? From Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment, reduce the price? If a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll on PCR 11020.
Mr. Marola?
Yeah.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes.
Amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you can move it as amended.
Move favorable action on PCR 113-20 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussions on PCR 11320 as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Pass.
Pass.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes as amended.
PCR 11320 passes as amended. We're going to move on to the next page, which is unfinished business. Before I was remiss in welcoming our two new council members, Councilman Foley and Councilman Gephardt, as they prepare, to take over in January. And I'd just like to welcome them to the Zoom meeting also. Okay, next item is PCO 1920, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Zarella Development Petitioner. It's for second passage. Committee report, land use.
Recommend second passage.
For action, Councilwoman Travis, if you could move
it. I move favorable action on PCO-19-20.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks. Okay. Is there any discussion on second passage of PCO-19-20? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe? Mr. Sorry, Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, second passage.
PCO 1920 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1719 sub A, Pension Board, Councilman Lattisaur's first passage as amended. Committee report, finance.
The sponsor asked this to be withdrawn. Recommendation is to withdraw.
No, the recommendation was to hold until the second meeting in February, February 22nd.
February 22nd. That's what my note says. Maybe you're getting the other one that's mixed up with the pending file it went into.
I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the finance one. I'm speaking on the ordinance one. My fault.
Okay, no problem. So recommendation from finance is to hold till February 22nd. Next item is PCO 1519 sub-ordinance regarding health insurance for city employees. Ben Lattiso, Council President Marola, first passage, committee report, ordinance.
That one, I believe, is withdrawn on behalf of the sponsor.
Yeah, I think that's to go to the pending file. So the recommendation is to the pending file. So that will be moved to the pending file. Next item is PCO 1719, an ordinance relative to senior and veteran exemptions. Councilman Lattisaur, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Marola, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Sinapi. That's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, finance.
Hold to March 8th.
I had March 22nd. You have March 8th?
I had the first meeting in March.
Okay, held till March 8th. Next item is PCO 2119, an ordinance relative to employee benefits. Councilman Lattisaur, first passage, not drafted. Committee report, finance.
That one was the one that was withdrawn, Mr. President. Okay.
So that's a recommendation, Councilman McAllister. Is that to withdraw?
Yes, this one is in finance, though, correct?
I'm sorry, it is in finance.
It's in finance. The request was to withdraw.
Okay. For action, Councilman Lattisa, make the motion.
Make a motion to withdraw PCO 21-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the motion to withdraw? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll on PCO 2119.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
PCO 2119 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCO 2819, an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs in front of 301 West Shore Road on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's first passage. It's not drafted. Committee report, public safety.
Hold till second meeting in January at request of the sponsor.
Hold till January 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 320, an ordinance demanding Chapter 2, Article 1. Chapter 2, Article 1 of the War Code of Ordnance, General Administration, which would require the Director of DPW to present monthly routine reports to the City Council. Sponsored by Councilman Lattisaw, its first passage, committee report, intergovernmental.
That was.
Motion to withdraw?
Withdrawn, yeah, motion to withdraw. Okay.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Make a motion to withdraw PCO 3-20.
Seconded by Councilman Corley. Is there any discussion? Can you folks hear me okay? Because everybody froze on my screen. Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, Mr. President.
But your video's intermittent.
Yep.
The discussion at the committee meeting was essentially given the fact that we have a new administration coming in January, the fact that I'm completely confident that we're going to have open lines of communication and certainly be able to have any discussions that are necessary with the DPW director and any other directors for that matter. I no longer feel it's necessary to move forward on this ordinance.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. If there's no discussion, further discussion, a yes is to withdraw and the clerk will call the roll.
Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
PCO 320 stands withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1020, an ordinance relative to amendment of the Warwick Zoning Ordinance.
Council President, I think we lost you there.
Can you hear me okay now?
No, I can.
Yes.
Okay. So PCO 1020, I believe that's hold till December 7th. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. That's hold till December 7th. Next item is PCO 1620, an ordinance relative to permitting and regulating charitable donation bins. Councilman Ricks, that's first passage. It's not drafted. Ordinance committee, do we have a recommendation?
Hold to December 2nd, 7th.
Hold till December 7th. Next item is PCR 19619, a resolution to the General Assembly for additional funding for Warwick Public Schools. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold it to December 7th.
Held till December 7th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2120, a resolution relative to claims. Mary McGinn, committee report, public safety.
Hold until December 7th, 2020.
20th, I thought you said.
That's probably better, December 20th.
I thought it was January 20th we were holding this to.
That's what right? I have too.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
January 20th. Councillor Walsh, what do you have down?
A second meeting in January, January 20th.
January. Okay, we'll hold till January 20th. Next item on the agenda is PCR 2920, resolution memorializing the General Assembly to enact legislation the City of Warwick to issue not to exceed $10 million in general obligation bonds, notes, and other evidence of indebtedness to finance the construction, renovation, improvement, alteration, repair, furnishing, and equipment of athletic and or recreational fields and facilities for the city's high schools, subject to approval of State House aid at a reimbursement rate or state share ratios of not less than 35% at the time of issuance, and provided that the authorization shall be reduced by the amount of grants received state bond proceeds from the Rhode Island Department of Education or the Rhode Island School Building Authority, sponsored by Sinapi Committee on Finance.
Hold to January 20th.
Hold till January 20th. PCR 4020, a resolution in regards to amending the city council rules that's not drafted, committee report, intergovernmental.
Hold to December 7th.
I have hold
December 21st.
Yeah, okay. I have hold till December 21st, so we'll hold till December 21st. Next item is PCR 9120, a resolution relative to the city council meeting calendar for 2021. It's Councilwoman Travis, committee report, intergovernmental.
That is favorable action as amended.
Okay, Councilwoman Travis, if you could just move PCR 9120 for consideration, and then we can move the amendment.
You're muted, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCR 9120.
Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Howe. Councilwoman, if you want to make a motion to amend the calendar.
Yeah, I make a motion to amend the calendar from moving the new date in January to January 6th.
That's January 4th to January. 4th
to January 6th.
Okay, yes. And the second one was to amend it from September 8th to August 30th, correct?
Yes.
That's the amendment. Do I have a second? Seconded by Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Ricks, and Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment? I know we had a discussion on in committee, so a yes is to amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
The amendment stands passed. Next one, sorry, could move it as amended, PCR 9120.
Move favorable action on PCR 91-20 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Lattisaw, Councilman Howe, Councilman McAllister. Any discussion on the PCR 9120 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisaw?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes as amended.
PCR 9120 stands pass as amended. Next is PCR 6820, resolution relative to claims. Mark Houle, committee report, public safety.
So I was reading the wrong claim before. This is the one that's supposed to be held till December 7th.
Very good. Held till December 7th. Okay, we'll move on to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent? Pat, you're on. Rick, you're on mute. Anything for unanimous consent?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
Ward 9? I pass. All right. So we're going to go on to docketing calendar. And Councilwoman Travis, if you could move us into that.
There be no further business of this honorable body. I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves to a docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Committee stands in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
No.
Ward 2?
One item. A docketing memo has been prepared. This is a resolution in regard to placing stop signs on the eastbound and westbound of Petticoat Avenue where it intersects with Budlong Avenue.
Very good. Ward 3. Oh, sorry. So that would be, you wanted to put up signs, correct, Councilman?
Right. Public safety, I believe.
Yeah, public safety. Very good. Ward 3, anything to docket?
Passed.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 8?
Pass.
And I have two. One is no parking on Hall Street, which I believe the clerk already has. And the other one is resolution to the Kent County Water Authority about the recent rate increases that our constituents have been receiving. And that the clerk also has that docketing memo. So I guess we're all set for the evening and have a good evening.